up, y'all? It's Fun and Jay.
And I'm Shaggy Too Dope.
And we're the Insane Clown Posse.
And right about now, you listening to...
I didn't hear what it was.
You forgot it. After Disaster.
After Disaster?
Yeah.
Okay. What up, y'all? Vinyl J.
Yo, this is Shaggy Too Dope.
And we're the Insane Clown Posse.
And right about now, you listening to...
The After Disaster.
That was pretty great. Insane Clown Posse.
Fresh. That's fresh off the track. What do you call that? I just got it last night. Just last night. I never asked anybody for anything, but I don't listen to Insane Clown Posse other than Miracles. I'm a really bad listener of that. Mm-hmm. There.
Some would say you're not down to clown until you're 6 feet underground.
It's true. But I love those guys so much.
I actually listen to Insane Clown Posse.
You like them. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But they were on Loveline last night for the first time in years, and I had them stick around after, and... had them do a few liners, and I just slipped in the after. It was all the whole guys was to get them to do an After Disaster liner. Honestly, I just wanted to be around them a little bit longer because they just have such energy about them. They're so much fun.
Magic.
Oh, magic everywhere in this bitch. Miracles. So, welcome to After Disaster, as you heard. That will be our only liner that we ever have.
It's a good one, though.
And I did not edit that.
That's a good solo liner to have.
I did not edit that at all. I'm like, all right, now this one's for the After Disaster. What's it called? It's called the After Disaster. Don't sweat the details, but just call the After Disaster. And I saw them doing their whole thing, and I knew. Like, they're kind of looking at me, like, nervously, like, getting towards the part where they had to say the name, and they were looking at me. I'm like, oh, no. But then they had it. I didn't edit that.
Wait a minute. Is this a podcast?
Nothing irritates me more than people asking me to be on their podcast.
As Shaggy and Violent J just let you know, this is the After Disaster Welcome to the Program. I am Anderson. There's Ty Tut to my left, and there's Mike Carano to my right. We are doing it from what? My easeway? What is this?
Hello. Your dining room?
I guess it would be a dining room if I was the proper person.
Dining room, living room.
We set up the old fold-out table that I do cinematics on every week, and we put it out here, and we just finished painting.
Mm.
It was good, right?
I'm so dumb. I almost went, what'd you paint? I'm not even kidding.
How long did we spend doing that just now?
Too long.
Uh-huh. Was it a couple hours?
It was, yeah. I think we started at 1:45, and we're starting recording right now at about 4 o'clock. So.
Wow. Yeah. 2 hours plus. Are we recording?
Yes.
Okay, good. So welcome to episode, what is this, 3...
27?
Uh-huh.
Does it 28?
Matter? It's
one
does
of
it
those.
Matter putting it the
does.
Number
it kind of matters. I feel like we should do that. Because when I'm listening to a show, and like they got to say like what the date is or whatnot, make sure it doesn't skip ahead.
Wait, that's staggering to think that we have done this for 327 episodes.
Well, I don't
we know already reminisced on episode 300. We're not,
caught
we're
up
not
on
allowed
that.
To reminisce anymore.
Like if you met somebody... Let's say a newfound friend, and somebody said, you're probably going to have a lot of conversations with them at least 300 times. You'd be like, no way, Jose.
Well, that's why we all keep it strictly professional, not friends.
That's right.
Is something burning?
It sure smells like
oh,
it.
Oh, it's the fucking mugs.
Wait, we should look at them.
No, we shouldn't. So what's here?
Are they supposed
happened?
To smell like burning?
I'm sure. It's ceramic sure? in the oven. Here's the deal. We just finished a 2-hour. Don't open it. You can turn the light on, though.
It smells like it's burning.
Because it is. Because that's what they're doing. They're in the oven. You can turn the light on. A little flip. We just spent over 2 hours painting. What? Painting what? Painting mugs for our...
Black.
Are they?
Oh, wait. No, sorry.
Mike just reported that they're black. So we got actual mugs that you paint like a child. You paint like a child. And then
with the primary colors, by the way, only red, yellow, blue, and green.
And then you put it in the oven for 30 minutes there on 360 degrees.
Good child.
And they're supposed to be like good, like you can microwave them after that, yeah. Use and put them in the dishwasher.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to.
I wouldn't.
I might use it for pens.
Not. Yeah.
They were made in China.
Yeah. I don't want to get sued.
Well, they're designed here.
When you're poisoned.
They
kind
were
of like
designed
how Apple says designed in
Yeah, designed in California, made in China.
Made in anti-suicide factories. But yes, those are for our $50 a month level Patreon subscribers.
And there's also a little something else coming.
There is?
Yeah.
What?
I just threw that in.
Oh, the jizz mug.
The what?
The jizz mug?
No, jizz mug.
Jizzmug.com. Go to jizzmug.com. And,
now, for your one month free trial, put in your code PAB.
What do you... Okay, I don't want to get gross here.
I do the drops.
Sorry. I don't want to get gross here, but what if you did put some semen in a mug and put it in the oven?
It would probably
just disappear.
Turn black. Would it disappear? Like just evaporate?
Yeah.
Evaporation child?
I think the souls go back to heaven.
Tyler.
That's the real question.
You know how crowded heaven is if each semen, all sperm goes to heaven?
Jesus Christ, you're just sloshing around in sperm up to your neck.
Hey, they always have like clouds. It's always like clouds.
Oh,
maybe
yeah,
they're
yeah,
not clouds
yeah,
after
yeah.
all.
Oh,
maybe
God.
They're pillows of
semen. Pillows of semen.
You know those pearly gates?
Guys, I got a serious question for you. I got a serious question.
Those pearly necklace gates.
Ah, yeah, I was just going to say that. And you said it first. Shit.
Very serious question. I need you both open and honestly answer.
You got it.
Open. And honest.
Or doing Asian open and honest.
Yeah, sure.
Here we go. Are we that show?
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Because it seems like every week we're becoming more of that show.
Speaking for myself.
We're talking about semen
gentleman.
Pillows in heaven.
I know, that's gross. Let's
within the first 5 minutes.
I know, it's so juvenile.
Juvenile is the right word, tied to my.
Speaking of juveniles, she was a frisky little... Oh, I was going to do like a porno thing.
Do your porno thing.
Why is she gonna be a juvenile, and why does she have to be frisky and little, Michael?
Why
porno?
Why would God make someone 14 with such nice breasts?
Oh my God! What?
I don't know. I was trying to take it to a place that was super uncomfortable, and guess what? I succeeded.
Congratulations! Why do you have your texts piped into the sound effect machine?
She can't
do
anything right. In.
Oh. Speaking of pipes.
So did you guys hear about this 25-pound rat that they found in London?
No.
Give you an idea what 25 pounds is. That's 25 stone. I don't know what that means. That's what they...
I don't think stones are pounds.
That's a box. Yeah, I don't think they're pounds either. But it's a boxing term.
Well, we hear it in boxing terms because you hear weight.
Pound for pound, greatest fighter in all the land. This is really loud.
Yeah, stop doing that.
We're all loud.
Why don't you just turn us all down?
Everything in the UK is stones, right? It's not. They don't use pounds over there. They use stones.
Nah, the stones is an old terminology. Long time ago.
No. I've heard it on
I think it's still stones. They're like, I weigh eight stones.
I lost 8 stones last month.
I saw the stones at the Colosseum.
So, I saw the pounds at the Colosseum. Hey, they call their money pounds. They got it all fucked up.
Yeah, they're losers.
Fucking idiots.
80s idiots. Fucking comedy.
Except for James Corden. Weeknights.
You guys want to start over?
12:37.
I feel like maybe we should start over.
No.
We're only...
I already have an angry wife,
but
I'm still here, so...
We're only seven minutes
we're only doing
in.
We're doing like a sweet 20, right? Is that what we said?
No, we're doing an hour.
I think we should start over. We've done nothing of any consequence so far. And plus, I made that weird 14-year-old reference.
We're not starting over. It's
too
late for that.
It was the porno announcer.
Oh, shit. So they found a 25-pound rat, apparently. And I was I was going to finally watch the story on YouTube, because this is from a few weeks ago. I've been meaning to bring it up to you guys for a while. But then you decided to start the show without the music, because you're going to pipe it in later. So I have not been able to watch the story. That's my story. But
were you just...
Sorry.
Weirdly putting the blame on Tyler?
Yeah. Not sorry. Weirdly, just like straight up. So I'm going to sit here and watch the story.
Okay.
Everly, it works when you put your microphone towards it.
25-pound rat.
Child found in Hackney. 25-pound rat, okay?
Is that it?
That's the rat. He's holding it. You see it? You guys can all play along. You can... Four feet.
The picture shows the rodent being held up. Why is it so dramatic? After he was found
by engineer Tony Smith. What's with the music?
25-pound rat's not dramatic to you guys? Hackney, North London.
They weighed over 8 stone.
She hasn't gotten there yet.
The giant mutant rat, claimed to weigh upwards of 25 pounds, was spotted lying dead in a bush next to a popular children's playground. The rodent was discovered near where children play.
Why is that guy have such a smile on his face?
Scientists believe he fucked to death. London, on
Thursday. Look at that tail. All right,
Stanley
weighs 10
pounds. Where are the Ninja Turtles?
Stanley weighs 10 pounds.
It's clearly Splinter. The rat being held
by electrician. It's a Colin Quinn James Green, holding it.
If I see the photo of this fucker one more time,
yeah, what
this is the shittiest video.
Jim Jeffries that's holds a big rat.
That's a computer British woman.
I don't think they have much to go off, guys.
And you brought this to the
show? Hold on.
Making it hard to gauge how big it really is, but he insists it was 4 feet long.
Where is it? I think this is fake.
Would he eat it?
This is fake, right?
It's got to be fake, because wouldn't he make people come and look at it?
We're going to stick it in a bin, but before we did, we thought we better take a picture of people who won't believe it's real.
Why is it a robot talking?
Yeah, this isn't true.
Yeah,
because if I found a 4 foot rat, the first thing I would have done is bring it in here in a box.
All right, I did a little research before this, though. Here's
and you
would have
tweeted hashtag 4 foot rat, and it would have been a world sensation.
I found stories that were different than this one from like 2-3 years ago about 25 pound rats being found, and Snopes like called them out and said, "No, you're fake." So it's been faked. But this is the most recent one. This is a new one. This is from just like 2 weeks ago, and it was actually reported on multiple news outlets out here in Los Angeles.
I don't understand the production value to that clip.
There's
though.
One picture, and they didn't have much to go on. And they wanted to make three.
They keep on iPhotoing it into, you know, the Ken Burns.
But to give you an idea, if it is real, to 25 pounds, Stanley weighs 10 pounds.
Yeah.
2.5 Stanleys of a rat?
I'm looking at Stanley right now. Just seeing a rat that's 10 pounds would freak me out. You know what? A fourth of a pound rat would freak me out.
A fourth of a pound?
When like rat comes pounder? On the radio, I freak out.
One of the Michael. Very first times that Lauren came over to my house like for dinner.
25 pound rat came and served her?
No, but we're just sitting at the dinner table and turn around. There was a rat in the living room.
At your house?
God. Mm-hmm. Did you suspect that she brought it in?
Yeah, that's what I thought at first. And my dad was
She was like the Pied Piper?
I don't need the rat lady.
Wait, what do you mean one of the first times she came to dinner? Before you guys were dating?
No, we were dating, but like she came over to like have
dinner. Okay, I thought it was like your introduction because I thought you were just going to launch into some really weird story about how you were set up.
Did you play it off like
by a rat matchmaker?
You're like, that's my pet Finnegan.
No, I thought
how to
it
get
might
out
be some weird thing where then the pastor of her church brought her over to my house, and next thing you know,
yeah, like it was
arranged
marriage.
We are in love.
We did a clog dance, and that was it.
Mm-hmm.
Our fates were sealed. Mm-hmm.
I had a rat named Finnegan when I was growing up.
I had a rat named Fido.
Red hair rat.
It was Casey and Finnegan.
What colors were they?
They're brown and white kind.
I had the white one with the red eyes.
Mm. Oh, those are not good. They're so interbred.
I know, because he was a Caltech,
Caltech brain lab rat.
They liked this one, so they didn't cut his head off to study his brain, and they kept him.
Yeah.
And then the guy who was studying them had to leave to go back to Australia or New Zealand.
Mm-hmm. How long?
So he needed a new home. So
how long
did
they live?
Me. I had it for like 2 or 3 years.
Mm.
And so he'd already been around for a while.
And how do they die?
He had a big lump on his tail. I think he had like some cancer.
From one of the experiments they did on him?
Rat cancer.
What is it?
It was a rat.
Oh my God. Look at his ears. He looks like a Doberman.
Pepe is so upset. My wife's dog Pepe is just staring at us angrily because he doesn't like the fact that there's two Babs in his living spaces.
Pepe.
And he's locked out of his room where he can go like bother Jillian because she's sick in the back room. All right. So after last week's episode, I had much regret, as I often do.
Why?
And
I regret this one already. We're only like 11 minutes in.
And I was driving home thinking, my God, Tyler was talking about that horrific situation that he got himself in where he was on the bus and you were going to the shooting location.
Oh, yeah.
And it was just you, the new dad.
Yeah.
And you got somehow, as fate would have it, you had to sit right next to the woman who had just lost her child.
Yes. Yes.
Her newborn.
They had sent out a congratulatory email about my child's birth.
Right.
Mm.
This was following like an email like 2 weeks before of her like a tragic.
Yes.
Child funeral.
Did any part of you think about sacrificing your own child so that she would feel better?
Zero part of me thought about that.
Just checking.
Now, the reason why I had regret was all we got into was like, did anyone say anything? I hope no one said, hey, congratulations, Tyler, because that would have made her feel awkward or ashamed.
Yes.
And you said, no, everyone was smarter than that, so no one did that. However, we didn't ask the question that was begging to be asked right there. Like, how long was the drive?
It was, I would say about 10 to 15 minutes.
And what was spoken about between the two of you?
Oh, we didn't talk to each other.
Nothing. Nope. Just silence. Well, the whole time, you know, all she's thinking is, he has a live baby. No, he has a live baby. He has a live baby. And the whole time, your brain is just going, her baby's dead. Her baby's dead.
No,
her baby's dead.
She was talking to her coworker friend. And I was texting furiously to Lauren, saying that I was in a very awkward situation and just hoping for the next 10 minutes and no one would say anything.
Did she lose it at childbirth or?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like it
like
came
stillbirth
out.
Stillbirth or something.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Brutal.
Yeah.
Do Is the vagina implicated in the murder? In that?
I think so. It's locked. I think so. Yeah, they had little click cuffs, and they put it on it.
She has the.
And then I don't know what.
She
happens,
has one of those old timey ball chains.
Yeah, yeah.
And hangs from it.
Around its ankle.
See, we are that show.
Fuck, I wish we weren't that show. We're that show like now. Think we're better.
We've always been that show.
I wish we were better.
We're better than that. Yeah, we don't do the high, the low hanging fruit.
We shouldn't do the low hanging.
Yeah, we're doing high standing vegetables. Yes,
that is one of my favorite things in the entire show. Is high standing vegetables.
Guys, I got to bring up something that happened on Loveline, another show that I work on.
What
you
is
may
it?
Have heard of?
Yeah, what happened
with a guest?
Was
it
about how you
off air?
About how you cut me off on air last night, 2 nights ago? You hung up on me?
Oh, did you call in?
I don't want to talk about that at all. No, that's boring and stupid.
Did you call in for real?
No, they called me because I found out that I was the first one to let Drew know that he'd been hacked. Did you get his Cypress email?
Yeah, I didn't open it yet.
Don't worry about it. It's okay.
I know he's in some other country. And
that he needs money and stuff.
Yeah, everyone got it,
I happened to be awake. Zach had just gone down. It was like 4 a.m, and I just... gone to sleep. Is there a bird in your house?
It's Pepe.
What the fuck was that?
He's trying to make a home in the plastic bags. He doesn't know what to do with himself right now.
So I texted Drew at 4 a.m. I was like, hey, I think you've been hacked. And he had been.
Tyler,
did he answer the text at that time, or did he wait till
he
woke
like,
up?
He was like, what? I was like, unless you're in Cypress and lost your phone, you've been hacked. And he was like, oh my God. So I tried to help him. I don't know how
that's a good idea for a short.
It is.
You get the email from your friend. I'm in Africa.
No, you don't have to explain it. You're right. It's a good idea for short.
Yeah. If you could just help me out until I get back and get my wallet, blah 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 blah. And then it turns out it's really them, and they're stuck in some little country.
So it's just a sad story about somebody who has
everyone just ignores them and they
shitty
just,
friends.
They just,
you've been hacked.
They just that's right.
So they really have been hacked to the point that they can't like get their messages out to their real messages anymore. Wait, that's a horrible story. Horrible idea for a story. But
thanks.
His email went like this. It said, "Hey, I'm in Cypress.
I can read it to you."
Yeah, why don't you just pull it up and read it?
I guess it was the lead story. It said Susan.
It did. It used Susan's name, which I thought was really creepy because that's his wife's
name.
Pretty
good.
And whoever sent out that email did a little digging and
you
knows
know
enough about him.
I didn't.
It's that personal touch that really makes it seem real.
Yeah, it went to my alternate email address.
Well, if you look at it too, it just says like you're blind copied, and then there's a bunch of other blind copied recipients. So you get an idea that hey, chances are. Plus, I just saw Drew last night, and I know he's working tonight as well.
Yeah,
I doubt
that's
he
weird.
Did a date
he got out of that
Cyprus.
Country, and should I still send him the money?
You should probably send him the cash. I think it goes through Nigeria, though. You have to wire it to Nigeria. I guess it was the lead story on TMZ.
Really? Oh, no. Dr. Shiz been hacked.
Go ahead, Tyler.
Okay, these motherfuckers. I already got an email from these cocksuckers.
From Domino's?
Just had lunch 2 hours ago.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't give your real number for that kind of thing.
Dr. Drew says, hi, how are you? I am in a terrible situation right now and will need your urgent help. Susan and I are in Cyprus at the moment, and I just misplaced my bag containing all my vital items, phone, and money in a taxi. I'm trying to sort things out with the necessary authorities. I may need a little help from you. Signed, Drew Pinsky.
You know what? I just realized. I think that second. Are we going to hear that the entire program?
Sorry.
I just realized that's second English, second language.
Yeah.
The use of certain words is
vitals.
Not what vitals and urgency. Yeah. Interesting.
I think the way to scam people would be you don't necessarily. I guess you do. You still need to hack it, but. You know, be a little more thoughtful, a little more creative. Like, zero in.
That was pretty creative. The Cypress was random. Using his wife's name was pretty good.
But what if they would have done it somewhere he actually goes and people know he goes?
I could see Drew being a Cypress.
Like, when you're gone, Tyler and I hack your email and we're like, you guys, I'm stuck in Alaska. There's a storm, as you know, and we need to. Could you just shoot me a couple of bucks on PayPal?
The Alaska thing's not supposed to be solved.
I'm stuck at the Snake Tattoo Festival.
To the after disaster.
Snake Tattoo Festival. The Alaska thing's not supposed to be public.
Oh.
That's where I'm running to for my life and my child and my wife. I'm going to go on a crab fishing boat, live out my days.
I think it's a great thing.
With Sig Hansen.
I think it's great. Follow your dreams.
So Drew gets in. That night, and the first thing I say to him is, so how was Cypress? He just immediately, fuck you, Anderson. He was pissed.
It's not funny.
So we had Tyler on last night. Tyler gave some tips, or 2 nights ago, gave some tips, some decent tips on how to.
Oh, yeah, you're the new tech guy?
Oh, mugs are ready.
Apparently.
Mugs!
Jesus. How do they look? Are they black?
Crackers. The mugger disaster. That almost sounds more racist than blacker disaster.
Really? What?
They're all black.
Hmm. That's right. Too bad.
I told you that burning smell. Bad.
I don't like that we had to cook those things. You like it?
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah.
Point, counterpoint.
Anyway, so Tyler just
died. You know what I'm surprised you didn't do? What I would have done immediately is burn my finger.
Oh, yeah, I don't
pick one up.
Yeah, so ironically, then I was on there telling them to how to avoid it, and then I got hacked and disappeared.
How do you avoid it?
It's not exciting.
Share the info.
Whenever it says
two-step authentication, you need to set that up.
You and I, I'm sure we both do the same thing, which is no, fuck you, Google. I'm not going to like give you my phone number to use. That's the what you do to not get hacked.
Unless, of course, it comes from a chick.
Google check? Google? Google-a?
I am Google-a. Can I get your number and your credit card? And
have you guys seen the commercials for AnastasiaDate.com?
No. What is it? Russian, hot Russian
it's
brides?
It's like...
Oh, my God.
It's European dating. Like, yes, what you said.
Yeah.
But they air it. They air it during, like, the Republican debates and stuff because everyone wants their own Melania.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
No,
like that's gonna become in vogue. Me and Melania.
That becomes in vogue. Like if he wins.
Well, hot chicks are always in vogue.
I gotta pull up the commercial because it's insane.
I'm glad you're bringing up commercials because I have one to bitch about.
Oh,
I'm really upset about a commercial right now, guys. I've only seen it one time.
Lay it on me,
Tyler. Are you ready for the commercial that I ate, or are you stuck on Melania?
Go for it.
I don't know why it's not on my phone, but it should be. We'll get back to the love line off air with a guest thing. One of the most horrifying, crazy things that's ever happened in between the breaks at the end of the show off air with a guest happened last week. Dr. Ray, you remember Dr. 90210?
No, I'm sorry, I don't.
No one remembers this guy. He was huge for a couple of years. Dr. 90210, Dr. Ray. Tyler, okay.
I remember Dr. Ray. He's fabulous. He's kind of like the crazy doctor from The Simpsons.
Anyway, so I'm going to tell something that happened between he and I.
Alrighty.
It kind of bums me out that you don't know who he is, though, because that really helps with the story, obviously. Are you ready for your commercial, Tyler?
Yeah, I'll
talk about the
commercial.
Anger that is mine?
Yeah.
Okay. Play your Melania commercial. You have to put the microphone towards it this time.
We met on AnastasiaDate.com. Since then, you've never ceased to amaze me. What will you look like this time? Will I catch you? You are always discovering something new for me. You combine intelligence, tenderness, and beauty. You are my European mystery, and I want to unravel you every day. AnastasiaDate.com.
No!
Exciting online dating with singles from Europe.
You are my European mystery, and I want to unravel you every day.
I don't see the problem with that. What's the problem?
You're right. It's fine.
I'm telling you, I'm not married. I'm all over Anastasia.com. I like those European broads.
Speaking of European broads, even though this isn't European at all. Or is it? Did I call you after I got a massage last week?
No.
He said guiltily.
Did not.
Okay.
So you got a European massage?
I did that thing where I slept on my neck wrong and it still hurts and I can't turn my head to the right.
I've had it for 6 weeks.
Yeah. Blah, 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 blah. And I just went, fuck this. I don't care if it's $100. I'm getting a massage. And I was in Brea, and I went to the usual place, and it did nothing. The girl didn't listen one bit. I'm like, just my shoulder and my arm. I mean, just my shoulder and my back right here. Nowhere else.
European broad?
No. She was
Asian
lady.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And she didn't do it right, but it felt fine. It was no big deal. So
did you have the extra 40 that was going to be asked for at the end of this?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what that means.
You do.
No,
what happened? Talk to me.
No, nothing happened.
Uh-huh.
I'm driving home. I see another massage place. I'm trying to make the story really short.
You went to two?
It's called Fantasy Massage. No. It's more innocent than that, but it's in a mall on Ventura Boulevard, mm-hmm. and next door to the Sportsman's Lodge. And I'm like, you know what? That looks like one of those places that gives you like a medical kind of massage,
right.
like where it's a sports
right.
place where they'll crank on it. And I go in there.
Oh, they cranked on
it. So you've already had one massage.
Super hot chick. And I go, can I get somebody just to push on my back, just this part of my back?
Second massage, you said?
Yeah, second massage.
Same day.
So,
Jesus.
Rockefeller.
Yeah. She puts me in the room. We have a little debate about what I should be wearing. And I'm like, I don't want anything touched but my back. She goes, well,
you said that.
You can dress however you want. And I went, what should I do?
Three-piece suit.
She goes, you can take off all your clothes. You can do whatever. And I went, okay, I just met her halfway. And I just pulled my dick out and lay down. No, but I did my underwear, cause even though I don't need my legs touched. So I don't know why I didn't just keep my pants on. I thought that looked fucking weird in 270s wearing jeans and no shirt. I really did. So I lay down. My face is in that hole. The girl comes in. It's a different girl because I recognize her voice is different. And I spend the next 30 minutes questioning whether it's a girl, if she's attractive, if it's a dude with soft hands. I don't have any idea because there's no...
Your face is down. You don't get to see them come
Never
in.
Never once did I see what this person looked like.
You are my
Ever.
Massaging mystery.
Freaked me out. But it was good.
Got a surprise for you, buddy.
It was good.
Did I get it?
Listen,
did I get the knot out?
It wasn't great. And... I'm leaving, and now there's a different girl behind the counter who's absolutely adorable. Absolutely.
She also Asian?
No. This is the place up here in the valley. They're all like, I'll just tell you right now, they're all hot like chicks from the valley.
Really? Give them massages?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I kind of got a bead on the place and what it's all about because I saw these other dudes coming in. They're like my age, and I could tell they were like puppy dogs. Like, is Michelle working?
Oh.
She's coming out. She's like, hey, how you doing? I just want to see if you had time. I could just tell exactly, and I could see falling into that trap because the girl who gave me the first massage, uh-huh. when I came out, I went, I want to give a tip to the girl who gave me a massage. Oh, it was me. I'm like,
oh, it was?
Oh, thank you.
It was the girl at the front desk?
It was a different girl at the front desk.
But that was the one that gave you the massage because you never saw her, you said.
Never saw the girl who gave me the massage till after because the girl at the front desk had left to do someone else's massage, so and my girl was now manning the desk.
So she was the one. So you did actually get to identify.
Okay. So I went in again.
Oh, second look, time. He did fall into the trap.
Second time. No, I didn't because I didn't ask for her because I don't know what her name is and I wasn't going to. And the girl behind the counter goes, I remember you from the other day with an accent. Uh-huh. Didn't quite strike me as Russian yet.
No.
Long story short.
Yes.
She gave me a massage and worked the shit out of my back.
Uh-huh. Keep your jeans on.
Didn't laugh at any of my comments, any of my jokes about breaking my spine or when you snap my neck, just take my wallet and leave. Or it's just no comments.
Right. I don't know how I'd react to that either if a stranger underneath my paws, my greasy paws was saying these things.
I don't know if they're all Russian, but I may have stumbled into hot Russian massage parlor.
It sounds like you did. Not may have.
Not
it sounds like
kidding you,
did. You.
There is a slight accent on most of the girls.
Right.
But...
Well, that's
so
what they
far,
do at massage schools. They teach you how to speak with an accent.
That's a good one.
Yeah, that's the final weeks.
Massaging to the brain.
After you're done with effleurage, you move on to...
Yeah, effleurage. That guy fucking sucks.
What is that?
That's like the main thing that they do.
Leurage.
Effleurage. Effleurage.
He's the enemy of massage.
Oh, really? Well, the first girl was definitely...
Will you speak loud because I have to go get water?
A little too sensuous for my tastes.
Hmm.
When you're getting... Well, you're getting a massage. I genuinely, in my heart, I love the affection of a good woman. But that's not what I'm going to a massage place for. I wanted her to dig into that the muscle behind my shoulder blade and just fucking make it hurt like a mother effer for however long I was paying for it. That's all I wanted was that one area because I can feel.
You need to visit a dominatrix.
Maybe. Yeah, good idea. But my girl was like doing that thing where she drags her fingernails like up and down your back. And like there's no doubt that I started thinking, she's obviously in love with me. Obviously.
Well, it's weird. It's a weird thing that happens with
That's
human
what I mean.
Contact.
It's sensual.
Like when you get a massage. Yeah. Like I could have like a very older, like a not pediatric, like a medical professional rubbing me that way.
Yeah.
And like it becomes like this a primal connection.
Yeah.
Which is, it feels weird and it's kind of wrong. That's why I kind of like it when I get a guy up at my place because it makes me feel like I'm not cheating.
Me and Lauren got massages the night before she went into to delivery.
Oh, that's weird. Did she massage the baby?
That's totally
too?
Weird.
Mm-hmm. He's like, hand up inside.
Two and a half.
Oh, and he's got the baby's little shoulders pinching with his fingers.
Yeah. Super relaxed. That's why your labor is so short.
Now I'm going to do the double fist. Yes. Massage your baby's shoulders.
Nice young Asian man. Give me a massage.
It's one of my favorite meals, the double fist. What? Spicy double fist.
Is that a real thing?
No.
Hmm. Meals? What is going on?
But neither is soup of some young guy.
So what happened with your double massage?
It was nice.
That's the whole story.
Yeah, I was just telling you that I did it.
This story now about my anger and hatred for this commercial might cost us a listener or two.
Okay.
Is it worth it?
Yeah.
Well,
we've got at least 8 listeners, so we can afford to lose 2.
This is the type of thing that I'm zeroing in on, something that I hate so much, and it appeals to a certain type of person. And what I'm going to say might be offensive to that person if you are that person.
Maybe I like it.
And you could. I could see this.
Maybe just say I'm telling a story. I'm telling someone's opinion, and then at the end make a judgment call as to whether you should say that a person's opinion was mine.
Can't do that. I'm too close to the story.
Okay. Yeah.
Jillian and I are watching TV, right?
Yeah.
Commercial comes on.
So far, I can picture it.
We don't see very many commercials because we watch almost everything exclusively on DVR.
Very skipping commercials.
No, we just skip commercials. The only time we watch commercials is if we watch something on demand that has the commercials baked in. The worst.
That's the worst.
So, before I bad talk this commercial.
You know, crime and poverty and...
What? Oh, yeah. No, having to watch these commercials. Tyler, that was loud for everybody. So, have you seen the Heineken commercial? This is a good commercial. With the Benicio del Toro? Have you seen this one? So good. He's like sitting there talking to the camera, right? And he's drinking a Heineken. And he's at a restaurant.
Somebody else.
And he's at a restaurant with a couple of ladies, and he's like, being very famous like me, I get this all the time. There's like 2 whiteys, idiot whiteys out front in the window, and they got a selfie stick. They're like, look. So he turns to the camera, and he's like, you know, in the back of their cameras, they're doing a selfie. And they're like, look, it's Antonio Banderas. And then he looks back at the camera, and they almost ruin it because they have a little subtitle at the bottom. This is not Antonio Banderas. Yeah. Like, do you need to tell me that?
They don't need
If you don't know, then you don't. Deserve to know.
You don't get to be on the joke.
And he says something, too, that ruins it, too. Like, I'm not Antonio.
No, he doesn't.
Yes, he does.
No reaction. Nope. He goes with it. That's what makes it so funny.
You're right. I'm sorry. It was the subtitle. That part ruined it for me.
The subtitle, yes.
Yeah. Just repeated what you said.
Moving on to a commercial that I need to not exist. Okay. The people that like it, too. I wish you would not be a part of our society.
I know what it is. We don't need to hear about your fucking periods anymore and your tampons and whatever else you're doing
and
that's disgusting.
And I don't need to see you hiking through wheat fields afterwards.
No. What is the commercial?
Puppy, monkey.
Oh, God, no. Fuck
baby.
No. That's the worst.
I don't know what it is.
It was debuted during the Super Bowl.
So I see the first 10 seconds, right? Puppy, and I'm becoming enraged. Like, you know how good this thinks it is? You know how funny this thinks it is? And then I'm like, Jillian, is this not the stereotypical, prototypical Super Bowl ad? You know this is a Super Bowl ad, and I'm imagining like all the idiots at parties going, oh my God, what is this commercial? This commercial's wacky. This commercial's zany. I'm like, I bet this is a thing. I bet this is a fucking thing. Let me look it up on the old internets here. Oh, it's a thing. They sell tons of shirts.
It's
and,
a puppy,
like
monkey,
greeting cards,
baby.
It's for Mountain Fucking Dew, and it's a couple like they're like millennials, right? And they're just chilling, watching some TV or playing some video games. They're like, what are you doing tonight? And he's like, I don't know. I think I've only seen this goddamn thing once, and I hate it. He's like, I don't know. I think I'm just gonna chill. And then they're like, oh, really?
Yo,
and then
play it.
Something. No. And then something comes out of the kitchen, right? And it's
way too loud.
I'm sorry. It's a pug head, like a monkey torso with a tail, and like a baby wearing diapers legs. And it's like walking in, and it has like a tray of Mountain Dew. And it's like so wacky. It's so random and crazy. And then it's just saying, puppy monkey baby, puppy monkey baby, puppy monkey baby.
And they all start dancing and doing it.
And they're like all into it.
Behind him. It's
and
horrific.
They're like, oh yeah, I guess we won't go out because we got puppy monkey baby. And it's so fucking awful because there's no organic humor to it. It's just like, what can we do that the young kids are going to think is funny and crazy?
If you had a puppy monkey baby, I'd be pretty into it.
This is why CGI is ruining the world.
Yeah. No, I agree.
Back in the day,
that's idiotic.
Some idiot would probably come up with that idea. He'd do a little sketch of it, and people would laugh about it in the lunchroom. That'd be it.
Man, I might just chill tonight.
Drew loves puppies.
Let's not watch this.
Puppy monkey baby.
I hate it.
Puppy monkey baby.
I hate it so much.
Puppy monkey baby.
Look at it. It's just
puppy monkey baby.
Lull you in. You like this, don't you?
Puppy monkey baby.
Just imagine the Super Bowl party.
It's almost done.
Idiots. Baby.
It's almost sexual.
Puppy monkey baby.
All the idiots going, wow, this is a good one. This one's crazy.
Puppy monkey baby. Puppy monkey baby.
Mountain Dew Kickstart. Dew, juice, caffeine.
Puppy monkey baby.
I fucking hate it so fucking
much. Also, this is 3 awesome things combined.
Yeah, baby and monkey.
Baby's a fun killer. We've decided that. Pugs look funny. I do like them, though. And monkeys suck. They like eat each other alive.
Yeah, monkeys totally suck.
They throw shit.
Yeah.
And that's why I stopped my Mountain Dew of the Month Club subscription.
Good move.
Oh, so here's the deal with Puppy Monkey Baby.
Yeah.
I hope I never see that commercial again. No, I've seen it twice. That's too many times. And here's the reason why I hate it. And it's the same reason why I really dislike
Kitty Scorpion Elephant.
a lot of Family Guy stuff is because it's just like random isn't always funny.
No.
It has to come from something. It has to be organic. It can't. That is like something trying to go like I see, I picture old white men sitting around a boardroom saying, all right, bring in the young kids. Yeah. Tell us what we can do to go viral with our commercial.
Yep.
How do we go viral?
And they were poor writers, so they came up with a terrible idea. When the premise is cute, like if you, but babies,
it would be good if like somehow they're like, I got a problem. My baby and my monkey and my dog have been locked in that room and I think they've been having sex and I don't know what it created.
They're like, oh, God, puppy monkey baby.
Yeah, but no, it's just something random.
Okay. And then it just like squirms out into the living room and dies. I'm serious. No, you know what? That could have been a funny commercial if they would have. It was probably a funny idea when they came up with it, and then they ruined it.
I don't know if it was even a funny corporate idea then.
Corporate says, make the bottom half the baby. No, the top half's the baby.
It's like South Park Bear Man Pig.
You know what? You're right.
I hate everyone associated with that. If you like it, shame on you. Look yourself in the mirror. Throw your shirt away. Stop it.
No offense. No offense, Tyler Anderson Soon. There's never a time where I would be sitting on the couch with my friends drinking, and somehow a baby drinking came into the room, and I'm like, this makes it better.
Oh,
there's
I know.
A baby
I'm
here.
I'm with you, pal.
I think everyone is.
No one's down with that.
Or even the monkey, you'd be like, is that a fucking monkey?
And that'd be kind of cool.
It'd be cool for seconds until you're like, where's he going to go to the bathroom? And they're like, eh, probably on you, or he's going to throw it at you. Either way, enjoy the game.
He's going to maul your face off.
He's going for your genitals. Mm-hmm. Put on this cup and this hockey mask and watch the game.
Just such a stereotypical Super Bowl ad, and the fact that that's a thing, and people go to Super Bowl parties to watch the ads. It's just like, I gotta move.
I think that's getting old, though. I don't think people are doing that much anymore. I don't think the ads have been that spectacular.
I saw mostly hatred for Puppy Monkey Baby when it.
Okay, good, good, good.
So you know,
good.
My favorite.
I root for society. I want society to be good.
My favorite Super Bowl ad that I actually thought was pretty brilliant was 4 years ago, maybe 5 years
you
ago.
You are my European mystery.
No, it was the close up on that little, like that wind up monkey with the cymbals just going.
Yeah, my brother was horrified of that thing when we were kids.
It's a great commercial.
I used to completely petrify him with it. What did it do, though?
It was the monkey banging on the cymbals for 13 seconds, and it said, we wasted $3 million in this commercial. What are you going to do with your money? And that was it. It was just.
That's pretty good. I think I might remember that. It's pretty good.
Less is more. Less.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Last commercial that I saw that was good was it was like a play on 1984, and a woman in the 80s wearing red shorts came in and threw a hammer at the
Apple commercial?
I'm joking. That was the first, I think, big Super Bowl ad, right?
It was the first Apple Super Bowl ad.
It was the first big. It's kind of like what put the stamp on Super Bowl ad.
You know what that was? That was the
Ridley
thriller.
Scott.
That was the thriller of Super Bowl ads. Absolutely. You're right.
Yeah. It started.
And it was long, too. It was several
60,
minutes long.
I think
long.
It was 60 seconds or so. Ridley Scott directed it.
Think of how many people's lives ended that day because of Apple getting big, and then they would have to assemble the phones, and they'd kill themselves. Technically started.
Uh-huh. I see.
With the success of Apple, then they get the iPhone, and then
you can go further too. Like all the texting and cars, and accidents, and whatnot.
You know what?
All the people that commercial
you
killed.
You got a point.
Oh,
like we look at like Carl Benz and whoever the other guy that invented the automobile as heroes, and
John
maybe
Mercedes
Henry Ford a little
Ford,
bit.
Yeah.
What was the Mercedes guy's first
John.
Name?
John.
Really?
John Mercedes.
John Mercedes? He needs a better name. You're making this shit up. You know, it's like Schlagen or something.
But it is Carl Benz, right?
I don't know.
The
Winchester house up in San Jose. Yeah, like, that woman went insane because she married Winchester, who created the gun.
Yes,
and she
correct.
Was she was the rest of her life, she was traumatized at the thought of all the deaths that the invention caused.
It's staggering.
And that made her go crazy and just make a crazy house.
As with human nature, you just want to kind of write it off as it really wasn't my fault. I just invented a tool. But there's no way, if you have any kind of inkling of conscience, that it's not going to weigh on you. The fact that, like, if you make something, you make something and it kills like a dozen people, you can probably live with that. Because
it depends on how much.
Well,
you
like
make
if you invent a tractor or something and a farmer,
like
here,
if our mugs cause like 12 deaths or 12 mugs that
were
given to
that's 100% average.
Yeah, don't drink out of them.
I don't think I'd feel good about
that. Don't drink out of them. But the Winchester.
It says you can drink out of them, but it also says made in China. So
yeah, so those, it's if like, you're drinking like hot tea out of it, that's probably okay.
It's an idiot more. What's it called?
But if you invented something like the, if you invented like the gun,
it's called an Anderson.
And I know Winchester didn't invent the gun, but they mass produced,
manufactured a bunch of them. I think he created some.
Tens of millions, and they're just, they just
spread, oxymoron,
spread like wildfire. Boom. Everywhere.
Still got
but
it.
You would have to be guilty because.
Oxymoron. Have you been to the Winchester house?
Yeah.
You know the story behind it? Like, why she continued to build? Yeah. She built stairways to nothing, Tyler.
Yeah. I don't know why. What's the story about her continuing
she
to build?
She was
I know the place.
She just felt like it. That's it. End of story.
Do you know why? I love it. You're just like, yeah, I know.
Yeah, she consulted psychics all the time, and they told her as long as you can build under the house, you'll be safe.
Yeah, as long as like, ghosts don't like houses that are under construction. And she was convinced that all the people that died at the hands of guns were coming to after her husband
stairs
died.
Stairs are the hardest thing to build.
So they just kept, she just had construction workers working pretty much around the clock.
Around the clock.
Always, like ghosts don't like noise, and pardon our dust signs really scared.
Nah, pardon our dust. And the ghost is like, I've got allergies.
The ghost show up with their suitcase. They're like, God damn it.
Yeah, fuck this. Let's go back to the cemetery.
So I was at AAA the other day, which is like the really nice
DMV. Dear Airbnb. Yeah.
Hi, I'm Anderson. I'm an alcoholic.
AAA, not the AA. AAA.
Sorry. Super alcoholic.
And
it's the big leagues.
Something happened that was like straight out of a movie, and I was so excited about it, but I had no one to share it with. Mm. And when I tell this story,
a couple fell in love, and then...
He's a little hyperbole here and there, but this is not hyperbole.
Okay.
This is like a scene that I would write that I would be quite amused by, and it would be tough to get it exactly right. So I'm sitting there in the waiting room waiting for my guy to call me, and I got a guy at AAA now.
Yeah.
I got
a
guy. I always just go to the
like
same
your
guy.
You like your AAA like you like your masseuses.
Masseuse. I always go to Mark. I always wait for Mark. I don't care if Maria's ready. I'm waiting for Mark. I don't care if there's two people in front of me. Waiting for Mark.
Give Maria a shot now.
Mark. So I'm sitting there for a few minutes.
One
and
for Maria.
This big dude comes out. And he goes, Christopher! I would scream louder, but the wife's sick in the back room.
Yeah.
He's screaming.
Like she's home?
She couldn't have heard that.
What?
Yeah, she's sick in the back room. He's yelling, Christopher. And everyone like jumps.
Plot twist.
And everyone's like looking around. And
oh my God, I just got super embarrassed about what we were talking about earlier, thinking your wife could be listening.
Well, she listens to the program too.
Oh, God damn it.
Occasionally. She spot listens here and there. Mm. You're probably safe. So he's screaming Christopher. And people are like, he screams it probably three times, right? Mm-hmm. And people are kind of like alarmed. And the lady behind the desk, she goes, what are you doing? Because the guy that's yelling Christopher works there.
Yeah.
I should also mention that. He's wearing the badge. He's a AAA guy. And she goes, he's right there. And she points. And I look. And it's these two dudes sitting next to me who are the only ones who are not alarmed by him yelling Christopher.
And their names are Chris and Topher?
And they're signing to each other. And he looks back at the big dude looks back at the lady and goes, exactly. That's why I'm yelling. Right? It's loud enough for them to hear, but they're deaf. And they couldn't hear it. And it was very, very amusing. And I couldn't believe that it just happened.
Wait, he was doing it just to fuck around?
No, he was like actually hoping. He knew that they were deaf. I don't know if it came up on his cue, like deaf customer needs somebody. Hmm. So he came out and just started screaming, hoping that they would hear.
Are you allowed to drive if you're deaf?
But,
I think so.
But wouldn't he know that yelling wouldn't do anything?
Yeah.
Maybe, you know, a lot of times deaf people can hear stuff. Well, he's got to yell.
Stuff!
They can hear vibrations. They can feel
it. I think they're like bats.
Yeah. They are just like bats.
Bing.
You know, I think they can actually hear, and they're just faking it. I think they can hear a little bit, you know, like, but you can feel the vibrations, and you can kind of tell what word's being said.
Not if you've never heard the word before.
True, but Christopher would be something they would have heard before.
Hmm.
He was screaming Christopher, and he was so relaxed. He was just a big black dude that was just like, he was so over this lady behind the counter telling him like how to do his job.
I'm like, imagining.
Yeah, that's why I'm doing it. Look.
Bill Burr's partner from Breaking Bad.
He wasn't that big. He was big, though.
So what happened? What'd they do at AAA?
I was just talking to him about using miles and getting to Alaska because I have to go to Alaska. I'm going to see myself
bear. You were talking to the deaf guys about going to Alaska?
No, they were waiting. They were customers, and the dude came out and screamed their name. He was going to help them because he works there.
Anatka? You going to Anatka? Oh,
that's upsetting.
Well, not for
I'm
the
glad
bear.
I'm glad our deaf listeners can't hear that joke.
Walk down for the bear.
All right, before I forget, because I did talk about it earlier in the program. So, Dr. Ray, if you don't know who Dr. 90210 is, he was like a reality star a while ago. He's a plastic surgeon.
Okay.
Miracle worker, celebrity doctor. He actually credits Dr. Drew for getting into the profession, and I guess that he used to be very... Drew took it as very insulting back then.
Wait a second. Is he on TV now?
He's back on TV, yeah.
Dark hair?
Yeah. Always wears suits. He's always dressed.
Oh, my beautiful babies.
I do know who that is. Like that. It's on one of those plastic surgery shows.
Yes, Dr. 90210.
He used to be like one of the big doctors.
No, it is a different show.
And he used to say to Drew, like, here's what he used to say to Drew. Drew, I owe you everything because I had nothing going on in my life, and I didn't know what to do.
Oh, wait, maybe I'm not thinking of the same guy. I'm just doing a terrible accent. Doesn't do an accent. Doesn't have an accent.
He's got a bit of an accent.
Mm-hmm. He's like Brazilian.
Yeah. So he's like, and then I see you doing your thing on TV, and I'm like, that is what I want to do.
That is not the accent.
That is what I want to do.
Like, I could bury that motherfucker.
Essentially, he said, what you did looks so easy. I went out and just decided to do it.
I'm going to find an astronaut and tell him that.
So he's always super, super positive. Like, he's the most positive person.
Oh, I don't know who that is. I don't like him.
Ever. Everything is always like, you look so good. And what have you been doing? You've been working out. You're so handsome. You're a very intelligent man. Yeah. Everything. And what I've learned, actually, this is what Catherwood was telling me, and I don't know how much of it's true, but he says that, like, certain cultures, Brazilian being one of them, the more, like, manly and like macho you are, you go all the way over the top, and you almost become femmy. Like, you start wearing, like, you know, three-piece suits and ascots, and that's kind of what this guy is. Like, he's so manly that he almost went too far that way.
You would definitely think he was gay.
But he's not at all. You should hear him talk off the air about the ladies. He likes them a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So, the show's over, right? And I'm trying to avoid, because most guests, I try just
of
fucking
course.
Avoid. Because I have nothing.
You know, it's either ICP or nobody. I'm serious.
So he's thinking about everybody, and he comes towards me, and, you know, a couple times, so he's running for president of Brazil. Now.
What?
That's his latest. Yeah, he wants to run for president.
That makes me just have less and less respect.
And we're
for
talking about how he
I like
might
more now.
He might be killed, right?
Puppy monkey baby is his running mate.
And he's got family and whatnot. And you know, he's talking about how he sat down with his family and he wants to leave a legacy and making a difference in the world, positive change. His main stumping ground is about the rainforest being burned. And he says, you know, you don't even see animals because everything's just burning because you're just burning the rainforest. And immediately, I'm just in my head. I get the fact that sloths can't run from the fire. So they're just like hanging there dying. Oh, so sad.
Yeah. Probably smells good, though.
So he wants to save the sloths.
Save the sloths.
Zootopia, save the sloth scene is the best scene I've seen in a movie in the last 2 years.
I'm so dumb. I didn't know they still existed. I thought that was a thing of the past. I swear to God.
Mm. I got pictures of them at Rusinmore. With me.
What are those giant creatures that are at the La Brea tar pits that they
those
have?
Those are giant sloths.
Okay.
Yeah. Those
creative name.
Exactly. Extra giant sloths.
So he's gonna run for president. And like this guy, when he was on Loveline, I think we went 2.5 full segments, maybe 3 full segments without taking a call, because he just talks, kinda like I'm doing right now. And I decided to cut him off.
Yeah,
and when he was talking about becoming president, and I said, hey, do they have
El Presidente?
Do they have filibustering down there in Brazilian politics? Because I think that you'd do a bang up job if you ever got found yourself in a position where you could filibuster.
Oh no! Did he take it as an insult?
He goes, I understand what that means, and you were very intelligent for bringing that up. And yes, I know how to filibuster. Oh my God! Yeah. I wasn't trying to slip one a fast one by it.
You know what? I don't know what filibustering is. I have an idea that there has to be something voted on by a deadline, and you're just going to hog up the stage.
Yeah.
With your time, therefore delaying the vote.
You can't stop. You can't like sit down. You can't pee. You can't eat. You have to just keep.
You
just
got
to
keep talking like you have the floor. And then
so
you gotta
how often
keep going.
Does that
I think
happen?
They got rid of a lot of it, but like it used to be, you keep going until you get past the time where they can vote. So you kind of just prevent everyone that you don't want to vote.
It's so odd that we let a rule like that.
It's like neener, neener, neener.
Yeah, yeah.
I kept talking.
Like somebody can't go, I'm changing the time we can vote for another hour. how many times has that been done?
A lot.
8 times.
Really?
That's always your answer.
First time was John Mercedes.
Because I've known of two that got news coverage in recent years. But I didn't know if it was a rarity.
I think they got rid of some of it. So the show is over.
Yeah.
Loveline is done. He's saying his goodbyes to Anne and Mike and Drew. And then I see him. He's coming towards
me. Did you ask him if we can go visit him in the presidential kingdom?
No.
Presidential kingdom.
Or wherever he lives.
He realizes there's a good chance that he could be killed, though, because, you know, Brazilian politics.
Yeah. They're very, very...
violent.
Passionate.
Violente.
No, passionate.
Why does it say zero?
I don't know. Because the show's a zero?
No, it doesn't.
No
so
offense.
He's
no
coming towards me. I'm like, here we go.
Oh, he's going to filibuster.
He's like, he's shaking my hand and patting me and telling me what a handsome and intelligent man I am. And I cut him off. Like, I do like the guy. He's a unique individual. And I think that he's very manic, and I think he is that nice. You know, he decides to be positive and takes a lot of energy. But I decide to be me, which it's hard not to be sometimes. And I'm like, Ray, have you, as he's complimenting me, I say, have you ever said anything negative about anyone? And he goes, oh, yes, I have. I watched my mother be raped before my eyes. Goodbye.
Oh, my God.
Goodbye. And I'm like, what? That's how you're saying goodbye? He's like walking out the door. He's like, I don't even know if I should say the next part. Because it was off air.
Yeah, maybe you shouldn't.
I'm not going to go into detail, but he said words that, if strung together, would suggest that...
That's an amazing setup.
All right, you got it?
Look,
words.
I can't
words
tell you.
Words were said.
I can't tell you.
Say. Who said them?
I'm not going to tell you what order they
I don't
were.
Know how old he was when he watched this horrific act happen before his eyes.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I also got a little zinger in earlier in the show, which he did not pick up on. I'm like, Brazil, it seems like he's from Colombia, if you know what I mean. All the cocaine. It's pretty good. So he said some things, and to suggest that the man who raped his mother in front of him no longer is with us due to Dr. Ray directly.
Like, litigated and got him in jail, right?
I will say this might be the first time this podcast could put us on the news.
And then he's like, bye!
At some point.
See you!
When
Goodbye.
He becomes the president of Brazil.
No, I think
and then
the,
one of our listeners starts sending copies of this episode in. They're like, he's a killer.
That might get him. They might just elect him landslide.
Yes, Anderson, it's me, Dr.
Oh,
Ray.
Oh, Christ, this horrifies me. This scares me.
You are a dead man.
But
I kill you like I kill rapists.
I think that he's fine because what do they call it? The
what if his name is Dr. Ray Pissed?
Not the statute.
Oh, I man.
What's it called? How long? Seven
statute
days?
Of limitations.
Statute.
7 days.
It's 7 days in Colombia, in Brazil.
Okay, yeah. Great.
Speaking of Russia, I got Jer, the guy who sent us the email that I read, I think, on a couple episodes
you
ago.
You are my European mystery.
He sent a very long email. Women. I have not had a chance to read it. Literally, I have not. But
no Jer's who
a
cares.
Response about Jer and the Soviets and my logo and whatnot.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Yeah, our friend who...
Can I guess?
Logo.
Was he? I have no idea whether he was upset or not.
He writes very eloquently and he's always very respectful, and that's why I give him the time of day. If it was just a ranting lunatic, I wouldn't even open the email. But Jared makes some good points. He's a smart man, and I hope to learn something from him one day, but not today. Sorry. Wow, this is filibustering. All right.
What the fuck is this?
This is another of the series of people sending me in excerpts from my old blog from high school. That was a goofy song I wrote.
How come it says to be performed live at the Hollywood Improv?
I don't know.
I don't know what's going on. Tyler, Michael's reading like a postcard that we got in the P.O. box.
How come you're not going to read that guy's email right now? We just don't want to get into it?
Well, it's just really long, and it's on the computer way over there, and I don't even know what it says. So I haven't had a chance to
Why'd you bring it up then?
Because, I don't know, in case he's listening, I don't want him to think
Oh,
that.
I got it. Now we're afraid of him.
No, I'm just trying to be polite. Somebody puts that much time and energy into a response to something they heard. You watch Modern Family, right?
Mm-hmm. I'm behind, though.
Michael, you probably never watched it.
I do watch it. I'm not caught up. I don't watch it. That wasn't true.
Here's some issues that I have with it. It made me feel
I thought you meant Family Guy.
Really old. The oldest I've ever felt, I think.
How come?
Okay, here's the deal.
Puppy Monkey Baby.
You see the episode with Jay, played by Al Bundy, right? Ed O'Neill. He plays the grandfather. He's a cool grandfather, but he's old. He's old.
Yeah,
and he's doing a webcast. Like, that's his new thing now on the show. Like, he's like complaining about things. Old man complaining.
Oh, nice.
And he's complaining about a lot of the same things that I've complained about on this show. And I agreed with all of his complaints.
You're like, this isn't a funny episode. This is a true episode.
Yeah, he's just talking the truth here. What's the problem? Oh, it was good though. He was really funny. He was talking about pennies and how you shouldn't make them anymore.
I mean, that's
like, sounds familiar.
Yep. This is definitely going to be a problem. Which is we are getting old.
He was making a lot of really good points.
Well, I had it. I've had
He's
some,
just talking sense.
I've had some,
not
tense,
a Penny's joke,
but
by the way.
Edgy conversations with Tara about women's feminism and stuff like that lately that she's been pretty intense about. And one of them ended today with her just going, you just don't get it because you're not of this generation.
Mm.
And I went, that might be true. And she goes, you just don't get it. You don't understand this generation.
Hmm. What is their generation all about? Is it because Drew tells me, and he seems to be under the assumption that the millennials, Tyler, you're closer to these guys than
we
are, and a lot of our listeners
are. Technically,
my wife is a millennial.
Outskirts.
But he claims
I'm on the upskirts.
All they care about are pronouns and gender, and that's all that they respond to, and everything is about. Doesn't matter if you're a man or a woman, man. You can be a woman if you want to be.
That's
man.
A very limited, outspoken percentage of them. That
and
is no, in no way
super
all of them. Hey, I'll tell you what. I'll tell you what.
Narrow-minded. Okay, to be completely concerned about that and nothing else. 22-year-old
girls, maybe. I can pretty much guarantee 22-year-old guys are thinking about the same thing they always were.
Yeah.
John Mercedes.
John Mercedes cars. Yeah.
No, but I mean that's girls. That's girls.
Well, when are they going to fucking grow
up? They're very concerned. They're very concerned with. Everything's got to be equal, and we need to pay attention.
Well, it's always been like that. They've been burning bras since the 60s. I get that, and it should be equal. Yeah, I'd be pissed off if I was a lady.
But a lot of young girls nowadays are trying to sell their nonstop selfieing as women's being a strong woman and being
no.
They're trying to push their narcissism off.
This is no.
No.
No, but they are trying to push their extreme narcissism off as this is my way of expressing myself as a woman.
It's called rationalization and
when it's really
bullshit.
I just want to have a bunch of guys go, "God, you're hot."
Right.
"Oh my God, you're so hot."
Uh-huh. Yeah, they're just narcissists.
And I'm just jealous, so that's why I'm against it.
Jealous of you want to be a hot young girl.
I want to be a hot young girl and I want to post pictures of my sweet fucking perfectly toned, smooth ass on the internet. My perky young breasts. Not too big, not too small.
You know what's weird with all the hashtags that occur? You hear about the idiot. I don't have details again, but there's some idiot. He was in his mid-40s, too, which makes it even more infuriating. But he was trying to, he was robbing a bank, and they recognized him that he's the same guy that tried to rob the bank like the week before, or a different bank, because every note that he passed the teller started with a hashtag. It was like, hashtag, give me the money.
What?
Hashtag, God. Don't set off any alarms. And he was like a dude in his mid-40s.
That's genius that guy's so dumb.
And I'm immediately like, I thought, JLC's in his mid-40s? Can't you see JLC robbing a bank and writing a hashtag?
Hashtag, hands where I can see him.
You know what's weird, though, is on the iPhone, at least, when you're going to, like, you know, type something out, to get to the hashtag, you got to go a couple things in.
Yeah.
You'd think that it would be more readily available with all the hashtags.
On the Twitter app, it's right there.
It will be. Give it time.
So I'm walking out of Costco a couple days ago.
Walking.
This is my last I am an angry old white guy story of the week, okay? And then I will be rid of all of them.
Oh.
Okay.
I've got tons of them.
We got 3 minutes and 40 seconds from that tight hour, so...
I'm walking out of Costco, and you know that little thing that they do that's so loving nowadays where, like, instead of saying, "Hey, thank you so much for shopping at Costco," they say, "Give me your fucking receipt.
Yeah, I want to see if you
Let's look in your bags,
buddy.
Dirtbag criminal."
So I'm doing that thing where, like, I don't even have it. They don't even have bags. So I just got, like, you know, my one little item that I waited in line for 20 minutes
for. What a
good
scam that was. They never had to have bags.
And there's two of them at the door there, and they're talking to each other, right? They got the two guards with the highlighter pen ready to mark my little receipt there, and they're not even looking at me at all, which is fine. I don't want them to look at me.
I do care, but
they're talking to each other, and here's all I hear. The one dude is talking to the girl, and as he's marking my little receipt, he's saying, "It's kind of like, you know, hashtag must be the money." You know what I'm saying? And my fist balls up.
Yeah, hashtag
and
you're fired.
I want to start swinging. Everything inside of my primitive brain says just hit him very hard. Hit him. And then hit her for laughing at that.
That's right.
I have no idea what the setup was.
That's terrible. You should not say that out loud.
No, but you know what's terrible is that we take that seriously and we do genuinely get angry.
Like, I think it takes time off of my life.
Yeah, we get super angry. I absolutely agree with you. I'm in the boat with you. However, how pathetic is that? But how pathetic is it?
Why does it bother me?
But looking at it from an outsider's perspective, why does it bother us? And why do we want to get violent with somebody that does that?
I wanted to. My instinct said punch him hard. Punch him so he can't say it again.
Yeah.
So I guess I'm a bully, huh? Like, he's saying something nerdy.
You're a controlling guy.
I'm a controlling guy, I guess.
Yeah, me too.
You know, hashtag must be the money. You know what I'm saying, right?
Hashtag thanks for listening.
No, that's
hashtag so dear
now,
grandma.
Is there a scenario where, like, something, whatever she said before, or what he had said right before, makes that really good? Maybe what he said was gold. No. Is there anything?
I was making my kids hash browns, and they were outside playing tag. Like that?
Nope.
Oh.
The only way it could have been good was this. So this fucking annoying guy that I work with at my other job kept saying hashtag must be the money.
And I stuck his fucking hand in the garbage disposal and turned it on.
And then I walked out and I said hashtag must be the money. Nope. That would be good.
That's a good scenario.
Now I'm into it.
Call back.
Right.
Good callback. Yep.
Because he's doing, you know what I'm saying? That's the only.
Yeah.
Have you seen an ad for, not to get all excited about kids' movies, but the movie, the Secret Life of Pets?
Mm-mm. No.
Mm-mm.
There's an octopus and he escapes in the kitchen out of his aquarium, and he slithers down into the sink, like, right down the sink, and then his little tentacle comes up and he tries to turn on the light, but he turns on the garbage
disposal. No.
It's horrifying. Then he turns it off, though, so we know he's okay. He turns it off.
How does he... That's like...
Oh, my God.
His corpse turns it off.
I feel like garbage disposals need to be used more in movies. Because they are... Everyone's got one, and they're terrible.
The best.
Every time I put my hand in there, it's like, this could be the moment.
It's good.
Yep. This could be the moment I have a claw.
And they're not sharp. They're just like...
No, they're sharp.
Grind it down.
They're sharp.
It's grind. They're like molars. Like, if blades were like teeth, those are molars. They're not incisors.
The,
I'd
like to have a garbage disposal on every sink. Would it make you feel better? Like you have one on the tub?
Okay, Kramer.
I'd like to... Yeah, he has one in his shower.
How many fucking times have I said something that somebody said that was in Seinfeld?
Yeah, well, a lot of things were in Seinfeld.
I haven't seen Seinfeld.
We know.
I want to make them a weapon. Like
we know.
We really know.
Should we tell him?
What?
No, because he's gonna question everything. Mm-hmm. We tell him.
Okay.
What?
Now he's really going to question everything.
Anton Chigurh, remember his his weapon?
Yeah,
that was pretty good. It was like the air gun,
cow killer.
What if we made one out of like somehow garbage disposal?
Like you can shoot
like our serial killer or our dude just like walks around with garbage. No, put your parts in.
He just hangs outside your house and waits and waits and waits and waits until you finally. You know how you always
check
to make sure it's up, and then you make sure no one else is gonna walk into the kitchen, and then you put your hand in. Yeah, he's waiting for that.
That's a very boring movie. A lot of him sitting there in the bushes waiting.
Oh, I know.
He's playing crossword puzzles, apps on his phone. All right, Mike, a number of episodes, probably a number of years ago, literally
years
now,
ago.
I think a listener gave us the idea.
I think so.
Because you are not familiar with Seinfeld, and you're one of the very few people who's not, of our age anyways, that we should tell stories briefly about things that happen in our lives, but they're actually Seinfeld episodes.
Yeah.
And we did that like three times. I think maybe three or four
times. Was it good?
Three at the most.
It was like the one that I remember the most was like I was talking about how I got some fruit and it wasn't good and I took it back to the market and they want to take my fruit back and you were on my side. You're like, they should take that fruit back. Really innocuous.
I don't appreciate this, by the way. Well, guess what, you guys? I'm at the end of a 5-year experiment, and fuck you, suck my dick. I hate you guys.
A listener did it to us, and Tyler and I didn't even get it, I don't think, right?
Yeah.
Like, he was talking about something about a cat. Like, he killed the cat by, like, a mistake when he was, like, watching it in the house. Remember?
Yeah. They did it to us.
They've done it to us, too. Don't worry. It's only happened, like, 2-3 times, maybe.
What were the other stories?
I don't remember.
Don't remember.
And it was all within the same like 2-week period. We thought it was really funny.
It's great. It's such a good bit that you can totally just forget about it.
It wasn't that good. It's just Tyler brought it up, and I didn't want you to feel like you're in the out of the loop.
I'm gonna be honest with you right now. Uh-huh. I don't like using the word.
Oh God.
I believe Seinfeld is one of the greatest stand-ups in the history of stand-up. And when I was a kid. Like when I first started working at the Improv and he would come, it was the best week of my life. And I still think he's the greatest. Mm. And I do acknowledge that the show is probably fantastic and groundbreaking. I cannot sit through 3 minutes of it because of that fucking laugh track. And Tara has it on all the goddamn time. And sometimes I come over there and I sit down and I immediately have to change it because I cannot stand. And speaking of that, I'm going to say one last thing. I tried to watch The Big Bang Theory,
and some laugh tracks.
And that show is nothing but laugh track.
Oh, the show's awful.
Or there's no jokes. There's no humor.
I mean, I work for CBS.
There's nothing
great.
Smart about it.
I think there's some jokes.
And
it is
nonstop uproarious laughter every single fucking
every
time.
Every sentence
there's
they
dead
say,
air. And I just go, this show is for morons.
Wait, what's worse, the laugh track morons. Or applause in audience, in a live audience?
At least...
The Seinfeld stuff is at least the actual audience.
Yeah.
I think they sweeten it here and there.
They sweeten it 80%.
Wait, but what's worse, though? Like a talk show where there's applause?
Watch Big Bang Theory and tell me, once you notice it, 5 minutes in, you're going to want to kill yourself.
I can't watch it.
I
can't watch it.
That seems kind of aggressive.
I know.
It's because we're too old. We don't get it.
I love that you just told me that's too aggressive when you wanted to punch a guy at Costco.
Which
I agree with.
It wasn't like I planned it. I'm just talking about how my mind works and how the reptilian side of my brain
takes over. Our old man anger is coming out in ways that are not
pleasant.
It's
always been there.
But it's coming out more and more.
And I've talked about it on the show. What's worse, and I think you might be in the same boat, is like when I was that kid's age, like I would have been furious if he said hashtag must be the money. Like, whatever was going on when I was a kid, like, I was a contrarian then, too. So now I'm old, still a contrarian, and it's young shit. You know what I mean? So it's double.
It's worse.
It's double.
What's going to happen to us?
Oh, we're fucked.
I agree.
My kid, though. Thanks for listening. Kid's going to be pretty sweet.
Yeah, that kid better turn out good.
I'm going to totally brainwash that fucker.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'll do my part.
I'm going to try and only talk Ebonics around him. I want him to just have like a thug accent.
And when I come over, I'll only talk like, what's that show, Fat Albert?
Yeah.
Hello, but Anderson, but a kid.
Oh, it's so great that you can completely fuck with a human being.
You guys
want
to go get some Vietnamese sandwiches?
I'm going to be able to brainwash this child to have him think whatever I want him to think.
It's the best. Mm-hmm. It's the best.
For the first 4 years.
And it's the best. And he takes over your cult.
My dad loved kids until they were around 5 or 6. Yeah, and then they started thinking for themselves. And I see the love just fade from my dad's eyes. He's like, wait, I can't control you anymore? Out.
I realized that I can convince a 6 or 7 year old of fucking anything. Anything. Did I tell you the story already about my niece?
No. Go ahead.
We're in the car a month ago.
I miss taking calls, by the way.
She goes, you have any water? And I went, yeah. And I gave her a bottle of Fiji. And she goes, I don't like the square water. And I went off in a pleasant way. She's 7. Uh-huh. I went, that's the best water you can drink. That is filtered through lava rock for tens of thousands of years. And they have to go in and extract it out of the ground. It's the purest water made on Mother Earth. Uh-huh. It is the most expensive bottled water you can possibly get your hands on. That's the end of it.
She forever has that in her head.
My brother's wife sent me an email. Please don't ever push your products on my kids because Loretta will not drink water now unless it's Fiji water. And I had to go buy her that goddamn Fiji water for her to take to school.
And Mike, do you remember the taste test?
I remember that I was probably not thinking clearly that night.
Missed movies. That's why, huh? That was the night that you admitted that you're an alcoholic.
It's
also the night that Diana and Miss Movies were in there, and they had the blind taste test where they had tap water, Fiji, and Aquafina, I think. And
taste test number 2.
Did not like Fiji at all. It was number 3 every time.
Do you want to wrap this up before we open those?
That's why I played the song.
Those packages?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, guys.
We will have a little quick video. I guess we'll just put it up for all the Patreoners.
Yeah, it's like 2 hours long.
It's 2 hours long, but I'm going to cut it down. A bunch of
Thank
cuts.
God.
Oh, yeah. And I'm going to use my sweet glasses camera.
Oh, God. They're so terrible.
Yeah.
And my mom got me glasses.
It's when you want to make movies and play squash.
Yeah. It's a perspective you'll never get unless you hold the GoPro to your forehead.
They look like nerdy, nerdy glasses, but they have a little camera in them.
Yeah.
My mom's been trying to get me to spy on I don't know who for a long time. A couple years ago, she gave me a spy pen camera.
What?
And now she gives me glasses.
What if she's like, honey, I put that teddy bear in your bedroom. I've been watching you guys.
Mm. Christ, you did give me a teddy bear.
She's what?
I knew you were pregnant.
Oh, no. Oh, man. Oh, Jesus Christ, you spilled some.